Our assignment was to think of somebody and someone who sought wisdom and how they found it. And I thought about Joseph when he was taken to Egypt. He feared God and sought God, and he became known in all the land for being really wise. And then he was appointed second in command over all the land. And that reminded me of the verse in Proverbs that says, "The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom." And so I think that means if we fear God and seek Him, things like wisdom can be added to that.
I thought about our brother David, how he would seek wisdom and go to people's houses and learn all he could and just really sought wisdom and what was right. And so it's a real blessing now he's able to share it with us. I got in Luke 10, verse 38-42. "Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all the preparations, and she came to him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me.' But the Lord answered and said to her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" So Mary was seeking wisdom.
I thought about Daniel in the Bible. As a young man, he had a lot of things he had to go through. He was captured from Jerusalem, taken to Babylon, but he still stayed true to God, and God blessed him with wisdom and understanding, and he had high favor in the king's sight and had a big influence over the history of that area at that time.
Nicodemus went to Jesus in the night seeking for wisdom.
I thought about Solomon, known to be one of the wisest people. When he first became king, like, he could ask for anything he wanted, God would give it to him, but instead he asked God for wisdom to help him lead the people in the right direction the way God wanted him to.